Well, what an introduction. Thank you, Randy. Thank you. And thank you, Gary, for the gift. Well, I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before I share the word, I would like first to say a few couple of things. Number one is to pass my sincere gratitude to the President Gary for allowing me to come and open up the chapel service for me, and God bless you. I also would like to say thank you very much for Brother Randy Hurst. Has been such a blessing to our church in Tanzania. His dad left there in 1959, but his heart has still been there. He has been coming very often, assisting us in many areas, and for it, we say thank you very much, Randy Hurst. And I am accompanied with my good friends, Brother Al and his wife. They have been such partners in our effort to start a media ministry in Tanzania. Thank you, Al, for putting my itinerary together, and God bless you very much. Well, about Tanzania. It's good that I share a little bit about Tanzania. Where is it located and things like that, so you can at least understand where I'm coming from. You see, Tanzania is located in the east part of Africa. It's about 8 countries and also Indian Ocean on shore. It's the land of Kilimanjaro, the land of Lake Victoria, the land of Serengeti, the land of Ngorongoro. Population-wise, we are about 40 million people. And the size-wise is quite big, is equal to California and Oklahoma put together. So it's quite a sizable country. And religiously speaking, about 45%, I mean 38% of the population are Muslims, and 45% are Christians, of whom 35 of them are Roman Catholics. And then we also, the remaining percentages of African tradition are religious believers, what we call ancestors worshippers. So the church in Tanzania has a great challenge of reaching the 35% Roman Catholics in the country, and also of reaching the 38% of Muslims in the country, and reaching also the big percentage of African tradition religious worshippers. So, and I believe that we cannot do it all by ourselves. We need networking and partnership with brothers and sisters like you. So if you think a country to go as a missionary, then come to Tanzania. The door is wide open for you. And come one and come all. We will appreciate very much to partner with you and work with you. In our 10 years plan, as Brother Randy has said, you know what? Today is my first year anniversary as General Superintendent. I was dedicated, consecrated on 28th of October. And today is 28th of October. And since I was consecrated, many things has happened in the country. We have put together a consultative strategic plan. After much prayer and much meditation and waiting upon the Lord, with thorough consultation of sectional pastors, district pastors, and at national level, we incepted a strategic plan of which have about 7 primary goals. And one of the key goals in that plan is to plant 10 southern new churches in the next 10 years. And also to increase our membership from currently 500,000 and to have at least 2.5 million in the next 10 years. So we want to increase our membership from current 500,000 to about 2 million members in the country. And we also want to increase the number of our church workers. Currently we have about 2,800 ministers, and we want to develop servant leaders empowered by the Holy Spirit to reach our nation for Christ. And we want to recruit about 10,000 new ministers in the next 10 years. So a lot is happening in the country. Please remember us in your prayers. And the door is wide open for you to come and visit and be part of what is happening in the country. And one of the strategies we think which will help us achieve our goal is media ministry. So I am here with Brother Al, visit with friends and other people to share about our media ministry vision and see how we can network and partner together in realizing this goal and this vision. We have already started a newspaper. We incepted it and is already in distribution now since about 3 months ago. And it has been very well received in the nation. And the second project is radio. We have already secured a government permit, and we already have constructed the studio, and we still need some studio or radio accessories so we can start. And our goal is to have 5 radios in the next 10 years. And the first radio will be dedicated in January this year. Next year. We hope to be on the air by December this year. If there is anything you can do in that endeavor, you're most welcome. Praise the Lord. Well, now, after having said that, and let us now go into the world. Our text is Matthew chapter 7, very familiar text. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. I will also read from James, the Epistle of James, chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. Verse 17 to 18. And I have entitled this message, A Testimony of Great Men of God in History About Prayer. That's the title of the message. Testimony of Great Men of God in History About Prayer. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful privilege that you have given unto me to share your word with your people here at this great school. Lord, I pray that use me in a special way and imprint your word in the hearts of your people so it can bear much fruits for the glory of your name and in the extension of your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and him who knocks, the door will be open. And if you have to use a Greek translation, then this word will read this way. Keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives. And he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened to you. It is in present continuous tense. Let us read the second scripture. James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. The Bible says, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for the 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Testimonies of great men of God in history about prayer. If you remember your history very well, the teachers of history tell us that history can be divided into four parts. Our first part is what is called ancient history, which covers year 5 BC all the way to 590 AD. And then the second part is what is called medieval church history. And the second part is modern church history. And recently we got a fourth division, which is postmodern church history. The church over these historical periods has passed through many experiences. Some has been good experiences, and some has been quite very bad experiences. And some of these experiences are termed as Dark Age period, Reformation period, Revival period, Missions period, and also what is called Pentecostalism age. Thank God we are part of Pentecostalism age. Each historical period has produced great men of God who had made a difference as far as the extension of God's kingdom is concerned, has produced great men and women of God who had much impact in extending God's kingdom all around the world. And when you analyze each of these great men of God's lives, you will find that all of them had one thing in common. And that's my finding. They were men and women who devoted their lives in prayer. They had strong theology of prayer, but also they did practice prayer. They practically prayed. And when you compare the lives of these great men and the women of God in church history, who has accomplished much for the kingdom of God, in comparison to what is happening in the church today, you will find a very big contrast. It's totally contrary to what is happening today. Today, Our churches, our Bible schools are saturated with a lot of teaching about prayer. But we pray less. Today, in the body of Christ, all around the world, there is a lot of discussion about prayer. But we practically pray very little. Today, when you visit great libraries around the world and the great bookstores around the world, you will find tons and volumes of books, articles written about prayer. But we have no opportunity to practically pray. Today, when you visit all around the world, you find conventions, conferences, retreats in the name of prayer. But we do not give people enough opportunity to pray. And I'm here to submit this to you, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Teaching, discussions, books, conferences and conventions, retreats are good. But yet, all this will fail and avail nothing unless we are convinced that prayer makes a difference. And that we determine with all our hearts to devote our lives in prayer. The Bible says in the book of James, which we have just read, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He was subject to the same feelings and liable to the same weaknesses we all experience. And he prayed honestly that it should not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. The Bible continued to say, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. If there is a time ever which our movement needs to pray, is now. For the aging factor is getting hold our movement all across the globe. And I believe conference deliberations alone, regulations, rules, and all that is happening all over the world, our constitutions are still getting bigger and bigger and bigger, will not solve the problem. I believe the answer to the aging factor is in devoting our lives and making a concrete determination to pray and to seek the face of the Lord until God opens the floodgate of heaven and rain his spirit and his power upon us again. That's why in our seven key focuses and priorities of the Tanzania Assemblies of God Church, the first priority is renewal, revival, and revitalization of our church. We have decided in unison as a church to seek the face of the Lord until God comes down and visits us afresh. Effective prayer, which is characterized by earnestness, fervency, and energy, will enable us to receive from God, will produce miracles in our churches and ministries, will enable us to win the lost world for Christ, will bring revival and renewal into our churches, which we badly need right now, will help us withstand evil forces, will cause us to have intimacy, communion with our Lord God. Look now, let us look now at what church history, great men and women of church history had to say about prayer. First, Martin Luther, who lived between 1483 to 1517. As Bible school students, you know, Martin Luther is known to be one of the greatest reformer of church history ever. So, he was a leader of Reformation movement. He's known to be the man who God used to bring to the church the emphasis of teaching the scripture, of salvation by faith, and the priesthood of all believers, which is part of the strong doctrine of the Assemblies of God. Listen what he had to say about prayer. I cannot neglect prayer for a single day out of court. I cannot neglect prayer for a single day. To him, prayer was more than food. To him, prayer was more than clothes. He cannot, he says, neglect prayer for a single day. And another reformer is John Knox, who lived 1514 AD all the way to 72. He is known to be a leader of Reformation in Scotland, UK, and is very well known, one of the mighty men of God of prayer, especially intercession prayer. And it is said in the history that the Queen of Scotland, known as Blood Mary, confessed that she feared the prayer of John Knox more than the army of Scotland. Imagine that President Obama and the entire State House says that we fear the prayers of CBC than the entire army of Pentagon. And when I visited Scotland, one of my desires was to visit John Knox's house, hoping that probably, you know, I can get probably the same spirit, you know. Well, if you don't enjoy it, I enjoy it. That's why I laugh. And what a day it was when my dream came true, that I was able to visit his home. And visit also some Bloody Mary, Queen Bloody Mary memorials. It was great. And I hope that God will give us John Knox here at CBC. John Wesley, who served the Lord between 1703 to 1791 AD, is known to be a preacher during industrial revolution in England. And many historians believe that his teachings and preachings saved England from Reformation. This is what he has to say about prayer. Listen carefully. God does nothing but in answer to prayer. The only way I can accomplish anything is through prayers. I like this. God does nothing but in answer to prayer. And the only way I can accomplish anything is through prayer. I believe most of us here have great vision and great dreams. But listen. The only way we can accomplish those great visions and the big dreams is through prayer. Charles Spurgeon, who ministered between 1834 to 92, is known as eloquent teacher and a preacher of the word. As you know, he preached and teached in England, Canada, and the USA. This is what he had to say about prayer. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. What did he mean by that? He meant that Jesus, our Master, was a man of prayer. If you say that you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you say that you are the servant of Jesus Christ, and you do not devote your life in prayer, then you are a liar. That's what actually he says. So how many liars are in the house? None. Let it be so. Hallelujah. Yes. Billy Graham, who served the Lord and since 1949 to present, you all know that he is known as a statesman evangelist. He has preached to more people probably than any else in the history of the world. And he has written numerous books on different topics. And this is what he had to say about prayer. Every man whose life has counted for the kingdom has been a man of prayer. Prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Every man whose life has counted for the kingdom has been a man of prayer. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. A prayerless church is a powerless church. A prayerless minister is a powerless minister. How many of you want your lives to count for the kingdom? I want my life to count for the kingdom. Hallelujah. I want my life to count for the kingdom. So if that's your desire, then there is no exception. You got to determine to pray, to be a man and a woman of prayer. As I conclude, brothers and sisters in the Lord, I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you all. I pray that we will renew our commitment to seek the Lord until He reign the reign of revival. We are at a very critical moment in our fellowship, in our movement, all across the globe. And many things can be said, and many things can be deliberated. But listen, this movement was not born by deliberations after deliberations. This movement was incepted by people who determined to pray, to seek the face of the Lord. That's our root. I pray that our ministries will be the ministries of demonstration of the Spirit power. I pray that the Lord will baptize us once again with the Spirit of prayer. I pray that as you pray, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and will anoint you mightily with great vision, great burden to win not only USA, but the entire globe for Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that you will receive heavy burden, great vision, and the great message of the hour. Hallelujah. Great message of the hour. You see, there are messages of the hour. And I'm afraid that we are preaching business as usual. I pray that the Lord will prompt upon our hearts with the messages of the hour. Because are the messages of the hour which causes great impact and the differences and bring difference in the body of Christ. I pray that you'll be anointed to heal the brokenhearted. I pray that you'll be empowered to proclaim deliverance to the captive. I pray that may the Spirit come upon you mightily and enable you to bring recovery of sight to the blind. I pray that the Lord will use you to set at liberty those are bruised. I pray that all of us will preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is one of the fundamental theology of our Pentecostalism. Yes, Jesus saves. Yes, Jesus heals. Yes, Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus is coming again. Let us raise on our feet. I will remain here. If you need prayer, come forward. I will pray with you. I will remain here as long as it takes. But for now, let me bless you. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful privilege that you have given unto me to share your word unto your people. Father, I pray that baptize your people with the spirit of prayer. I pray that let it be a day of resolve that we will seek your face until you rain unto us the rain of righteousness, renewal, and the revival. Lord, I commit this great school unto you, the president and all the faculty members, the student body, and everybody who works in this campus. I pray that your hand will be upon them. And Father, I pray that you will illuminate their minds and open their hearts so they can comprehend your truth, O Lord. And Father, in the process, they will be heavily anointed for the challenge which is before them. I commit your people, O Lord, unto your faithful hand, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Amen and amen. God bless you.